Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 85. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 60. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 86. Chance of rain showers Wednesday, high of 79. 84, clear skies Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement are investigating a Kansas couple on multiple allegations after a search warrant was conducted on April 9th. Brown County Sheriff John Merchant said the 41-year-old Andrew Armstrong and 42-year-old Nada Armstrong, both from Robinson, were arrested. Both are being held on requested charges of child endangerment, possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia. Andrew Armstrong also faces charges of possession of marijuana. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash that occurred just before 3 a.m. on Saturday in Wyandotte County. A vehicle crossed the center line of a ramp. The vehicle then traveled off to the left side of the road and began to slide. The vehicle struck the northbound median barrier head-on. The victim's name has not been released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
A parking garage operated by the city of Manhattan was damaged by a person doing burnouts inside the facility. Officials say the incident was reported around 7:40 a.m. on Friday. The city of Manhattan Parks and Rec Department was listed as the victim when it was reported that an unknown person did burnouts in the parking garage. The burnouts resulted in approximately $1,000 in damage to the fire suppression system in the garage. No arrests have been made. K-State researchers are taking a high-tech approach to help farmers save water and boost crop yields. Precision irrigation, a system designed to give crops exactly the water they need, is a high-tech response to a very real problem. The Ogallala Aquifer, the water source for much of western Kansas agriculture, is slowly declining. For many farmers, it's only a matter of time before their water lines dry up. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Spring ahead with savings on new tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Receive $80 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission on qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires now through May 23rd. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Take advantage of this special offer on a new set of Michelin tires to keep your travels safe all summer long. Mike's OK Tire in Marysville offering tire sales and service plus front end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up last week by introducing Linda McMahon with the Secretary of Education at the federal level to see different schools around the state and talking about ways to bring power back down to a statewide level when it comes to education.
The goal is to make sure that we can get bureaucracy out of the way at the federal level so that we in the state of Nebraska can make the decisions that are best for our kids, for our parents, and for our teachers.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he went on to say that the legislature right now is looking at their state budget and educational funding, where he says it's been a challenge trying to find the right amount of funding for public education, as many lawmakers are stalling the process.
We have to change some rules. 33 when we can never get anybody together. It's nonsense. It's incredibly disappointing.
As of right now, 72% of Nebraska's fourth graders are not proficient in reading. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Seed tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Heavy rains Thursday and Friday night soaked much of northeast Kansas, with upwards of a foot received in some areas, primarily to the south of a line from Waterville and Blue Rapids over toward Frankfort. Much of Washington County also showed strong rainfall totals well over 6 inches, with some hail Thursday evening. In the Marysville area, an inch or two accumulation was common, with around an inch further north in southeast Nebraska. Overnight totals ranging from 5 to 6 inches caused some flash flooding and resulted in a muzzleloader group camping at Corn Dodger Station west of Frankfort. All campers were accounted for by emergency management, who called in first responders Saturday morning to assist with evacuation. Initially, one member of the group was reported washed away but was found safe. 20 members of Search and Rescue Task Force 2 from the Manhattan, Junction City, and Topeka fire departments were called in to assist local first responders. Public Works and emergency management teams were assessing damage to rural roads and some secondary highways that were flooded early Saturday as well. Flash flood warnings were posted for some areas. Street flooding was reported in some communities, including Centralia in Nemahawk County. K-187 north of Centralia to U.S. 36 was closed for a time Saturday, as well as K-63 Snake Road south of Seneca. Flood warnings continue across the region, with minor flooding forecast on the Little Blue River near Barnes, expecting a 17.5-foot crest early Monday, just above a 16-foot flood stage. Big Blue River at Blue Rapids crested Sunday nearly 30 feet, which is 4 feet above flood stage and will likely remain above the flood stage until Tuesday. Other northeast Kansas tributaries affected would include the Republican River at Clay Center, Mill Creek in Washington County, and the Black Vermilion at Frankfort. Those were expected to crest on Monday. Old U.S. 36 west of Hanover was closed, with water over the road, and a number of other road closures were noted throughout the three-county area due to heavy rains causing washouts. In addition to the rain, tornado sirens sounded in several southeast Nebraska communities Saturday evening, as possible rotation was indicated near Diller moving east. Touchdown was not reported. The tornado warning expired a short time later. Marshall County Health Department will host vaccine outreach clinics in April, offering adult, adolescent, and children's vaccines in Frankfort Tuesday, April 14th, at the nutrition site from 10:30 to 11:30. In Blue Rapids and Waterville, Thursday, April 16th, from 9 to 10:30 at the Blue Rapids Library, 10:45 until 12:15 at the Waterville Community Center. Then in Bremen, Thursday, April 16th at the Firehouse from 1 to 2. Final stops in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty are planned Thursday, April 23rd. Please bring a current insurance card. For more information, contact the Marshall County Health Department at 562-3485. A fatality in a West Beatrice house fire Thursday morning has been identified as 76-year-old Carol Greenwood, who was found as firefighters arrived at the scene following a call from a passerby of smoke at the residence near Sherman and Mary Streets shortly before 8 a.m. No foul play suspected. Cause of the fire remains unknown. Our public affairs program this weekend included comments from Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Toland, among others, at the designation ceremony last Tuesday at the Hollenburg Pony Express Station, recognizing the Pony Express Scenic Byway. If you missed the conversation, our public affairs programs are available for download at our website, tndyradio.com. River Valley Extension District is offering an educational program. Intro to Estate Planning is designed to help individuals and families understand the basics of estate planning. The free workshop will cover key topics including wills, trust, power of attorney, and health care directives. Participants will gain essential knowledge to begin the estate planning process. The event will be held Thursday, April 16, 6:30 p.m. at the Clay Center Utility Park and Zoo. Pre-registration for this free program is requested. Contact the River Valley Extension District office at Clay Center, 785-632-5335.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming, but at United Bank and Trust, we strive to make the process as smooth and beneficial for you as possible. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. With our flexible IRA options, we can help turn these dreams into a plan. It's your hard-earned money, and we want you to have every opportunity to enjoy it when you need it the most. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Marceline D. Buckelman, age 90, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 from the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Lynn in charge of arrangements for Marceline Buckelman. Gerald F. Jerry McNary, age 89, formerly of Waterville and Blue Rapids, passed away at Lawson, Missouri, April 9th. Graveside service Monday at 1 at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jerry McNary. Valerie A. Lenz passed away April 5th. Funeral service is planned Tuesday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Monday from noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 to 7:30. At the Lawful Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Val Lenz. Charlotte A. Conger, age 92, of Axtell, passed away April 9th. Private family service will be held at a later date with the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charlotte Conger.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with the lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s, south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Tuesday, southwest winds still 10 to 15 and gusting up to 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. South winds gusting as high as 25. Some scattered rain showers possible on a Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more rain showers early Wednesday night then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Some sunshine starting on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Friday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 90, the average low 39, the record low 16. Sunset this evening 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
The British used to have an after-Easter ritual called heaving. We take a closer look at that strange custom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Founding Father and third President Thomas Jefferson was born on this day, and in 1933, Lord Clydesdale completed the first flight over Mount Everest. Old timers in England speak of an antiquated ritual called heaving that took place after Easter Sunday. On Monday, women would capture men and heave them into the air. Roles were reversed on Tuesday. Depending on who you ask, it was either a reenactment of the resurrection or a pagan tradition meant to promote the growth of crops. Either way, the custom never made its way to the New World, although the local high school cheerleader squad has a routine that seems strangely similar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Does your basement have water, a musty smell, discolored walls, or even mold? Call the experts at BDB Foundation Repair. BDB can transform your basement or crawl space into a healthier, dry, and usable space. Trust the pros at BDB, backed by a 25-year warranty, to permanently keep water out of your basement and home with their quality, low-cost solutions. Schedule your free evaluation today at bdbfoundationrepair.com. BDB, the right solution at the right price.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The 2026 Kansas Sports Hall of Fame wrapped up last week, announcing a record number of inductees into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, with 32 individuals, including 12 posthumous honorees, that have been selected to enter into the Hall of Fame for this year. As according to the Kansas Hall of Fame chair, Jeff Bollig, he released a statement on Friday last week saying, quote, "The practice has been to honor 10 to 12 people each year, but we have had a considerable backlog of outstanding nominees. The Hall of Fame Board of Directors, which oversees the selection of honorees annually, thought it was important to rightfully recognize outstanding representatives of the Sunflower State who may have missed out when the selections were dormant for 10 years. Many of the inductee nominations include baseball legends, where they are set to hold a ceremony in Wichita coming up on July 25th of this year, and Kansas City for their ceremony on August 16th of this year, with different nominees set to be announced at each one of the different ceremonies. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
It is golf season for colleges across the state of Kansas, as Washburn University's women's golf team is already making ground, having six top five finishes so far this season, including two second place titles and the program's first ever first place victory. And it's only the second season for the university to have the program. As many of the players say, they are excited to see the momentum this year.
I think team-wise, we're in like a great moment right now. Like, everybody's like really confident and like having a great time, which is like the best part of it, like just having fun in the courts and just play for the team, not just like for yourself.
This year the team showed a lot of effort. We made a history, obviously. We won our first tournament. We're in great shape, I would say, technically and mentally. And yeah, I think we can do something really great for our second year of the program.
The team finished their first season last year with a 13th place finish at the NCAA Central Regional Tournament. Good American Network Sports.
K-State fans, football season tickets are on sale now as Colin Klein returns as head coach of your Wildcats.
Some people like to visit physicality. We live there. We're going to be the new old school.
Be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium for all 7 home games this fall.
Every single one of us in here has something to give to help take this program where we need it to go.
Order your season tickets by the April 24th deadline. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS.
KNDY.
Spring means fresh from the garden asparagus. As you steam, roast, or saute the spears, consider the history of this nutritious vegetable. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. People have been eating and enjoying this vegetable for centuries. Scientists found an image of a bunch of asparagus on an Egyptian tomb from 3000 BC. Records show it was a prized vegetable in ancient Rome and during the Middle Ages. People used to believe it had aphrodisiac properties, improved eyesight, and lessened the pain of toothaches. Asparagus is nature's own detoxifier. It also helps fight cancer, reduces pain and inflammation, prevents osteoarthritis, and fights aging. Consider adding some to the edge of your vegetable garden or back of a mixed border or flower bed. This perennial vegetable will provide decades of flavorful harvest once established. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In East Central Iowa, you'll find the small town of Lost Nation, Iowa. Interestingly, the story of how it was named seems to be lost as well. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In 1871, the railroad passed through what is today northern Clinton County, Iowa, and established a stop called Lost Nation. No one seems to know for sure how the place got its name, although Jim Schrader has a theory.
There was a bunch of people from different nations out east in New York and that, and they wanted to go to California. So they hired this wagon master to take them over here.
Jim served 22 years as mayor of the town of Lost Nation that was established after the railroad made its stop here. He says that group of settlers headed west fell under attack from Native Americans.
And a wagon master got killed. So they didn't know what to do. So they were lost, and they were from other nations, so they just settled here in Lost Nation.
But Jim's story is far from the only one you'll find around here proposing how the place got its name.
Yeah, get on the website, they talk about how people with a horse and tall grass, and they got lost, or somebody got this far with their relatives and they got lost, so they just settled here. But
Jim says when he attended conferences as mayor of the town, it was the most asked question he would get. How did Lost Nation get its name? And interestingly, it seems the naming of the town was lost as well.
What is the true story? But everybody has their own, and you hate to contradict anybody, but I like mine better because it's a little more interesting.
Jim served over 2 decades as mayor here and was always elected as a write-in candidate. There's another unique story to this town, and it has everything to do with the churches and celebration of Christmas. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Lost Nation, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You invest a lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score, delayed rebreeding, or a smaller calf. Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth, even if turned out onto lush pastures.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay. And if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease such as scours. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blue Valley Door recognizes the sacrifices military children make, but most of all, they miss the parent on deployment. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers.
What do your eyes say about your generosity? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Matthew 6, Jesus says the eye is the lamp of the body. In his day, a healthy eye wasn't about good vision. It described a generous spirit. An evil eye, on the other hand, referred to someone stingy or greedy. Proverbs 28 carries the same warning. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches. The person with an evil eye is always grasping, always chasing more, and often unaware of the spiritual cost. When our eyes are set on more, we start to feel like we don't have enough. But when our eyes are set on God's kingdom, we begin to live with contentment and open hands. Because where your eyes go, your heart and your money will follow. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
Hello, Marysville. Community Healthcare System in Onega is excited to be joining your community. We're opening a new family medicine clinic this April, providing care for patients of all ages, right here, close to home. Our team is looking forward to getting to know you and caring for your family. The clinic will also offer convenient in-lab services, including blood draws and specimen collection, with additional testing coordinated as needed. We can't wait to meet you, Marysville. Community Healthcare System, Marysville Clinic. Care you can trust, close to home. Visit chcsks.org for more information.
KNDY.
Farmers remain optimistic in the face of rising input costs. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. We're lucky that farmers are optimistic enough to keep planting crops, milking cows, and tending livestock year after year. The most recent Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer bears that out, even in the face of price volatility in the energy and fertilizer sectors. Joanna Calusi is a Purdue Ag Economist.
Overall, we can say that U.S. farmer sentiment improved in March compared to February. And that's especially interesting because we have seen the outbreak of war with Iran, which is affecting global markets, including fertilizer prices.
Michael Langemeyer, head of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture, also weighed in.
Because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit, and I think that'll offset some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices.
Langemeyer says a lot of farmers probably bought fertilizer before the recent price spikes. On the other hand,
people that are going to put some of the fertilizer on in season, they probably hadn't bought all of that. And so I'm not saying the impact of the fertilizer prices is neutral, but it's not as big as you might think because people had probably bought quite a bit of their fertilizer before the war started.
Langemeyer says farmers were getting federal bridge payments at the time they were surveyed, which may have influenced the results. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. As the Ogallala Aquifer continues its decline, researchers at Kansas State University are moving towards high-tech precision to save the state's most valuable resource. A new initiative at the Kansas Water Institute, led by Assistant Professor Gaurav Jha, is using satellite imagery and field sensors to create a customized irrigation prescription for every acre. Instead of a standard flow across the entire field, this system identifies exactly which plants are stressed and applies water only where it's needed, stabilizing yields while significantly reducing the volume pumped from the ground. A key part of this effort is the KSU TAPS program, or Testing Ag Performance Solutions. This is a management competition where Kansas producers run replicated plots on a research farm using these new tools. For the 26th season, TAPS is focusing on the return on investment. The goal is to prove that water-saving technology isn't just an environmental win, but a financial one by showing farmers exactly how much water and nitrogen they can trim without hurting their bottom line. At the Flickner Innovation Farm, researchers are also studying how soil health impacts water
retention. They found that combining precision irrigation with long-term no-till and cover cropping can actually increase a field's sponge capacity. For the 2026 crop, they are testing autonomous center pivots equipped with radar-based sensors. These sensors can see through the crop canopy to measure soil moisture in real time, offering a level of accuracy that traditional probes simply can't match. Ultimately, this work is about buying time for the High Plains. With 85% of Kansas water diversions going towards irrigation, even a small efficiency gain can save millions of gallons. K-State's mission this year is to move these tools out of the lab and into the cab, making satellite tracking apps like OpenET accessible to every producer. It's a bridge to the future, ensuring the next generation can remain productive on the same land their grandfathers farmed. Researchers will continue to refine the precision irrigation technology and work to make it more affordable and accessible for Kansas farmers. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
As a teacher, I should know the answers, but with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.com.
The Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply Store in Washington invites you to their grand opening April 24th with special offers all day, burgers and brats serving at 5:30 p.m. until they're out, live music from Jake Giles starting at 8, and enter any time from now until the 24th to win a $400 Monument Grill. Welcome Plainsman Farm and Home Ranch Supply to Washington April 24th.
Named after a traditional yardstick used for measuring, a company called Yardstick PPC was developed. The company offers on-site testing that measures carbon in the soil. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Founded in 2021, Yardstick is a company that measures carbon in the soil. Co-founder and Chief Executive Officer Chris Tolles explains that they use an infield optical technology. Customers include soil carbon offset project developers that help farmers and ranchers incentivize on carbon credits and companies that need to buy carbon credits in order to reduce their emissions.
We often are the measurement service provider to substantiate those project developers' claims that, hey, emissions were reduced or atmospheric CO2 was sequestered in soils. We're really a means to an end for their product, which is tons that they sell on the market.
Data is collected and reported back to the customer with images and GPS data that has real spatial and scientific vigor and that has traceability in order to prove and defend the amount of carbon stocks that are found in soils. Tolles explains that Yardstick is also unique because it was created with a grant from the Department of Energy.
But that was in the context of low carbon fuels. So biofuels, that is like gasoline or diesel that's produced with agricultural commodities, has largely been unsuccessful from a climate mitigation perspective because the embodied carbon in many of those fuels is not actually lower than petroleum-based gasoline. which is a bummer. But it also implies that if we can reduce the carbon intensity of the agricultural inputs themselves, that math could look very different.
Chris Tolles, co-founder and chief executive officer of Yardstick. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on Yardstick and for more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In California, there is Proposition 12, and in Massachusetts, there is something similar called Question 3 that could have a continued impact for agriculture and its ability to distribute its goods to other states. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explains how Proposition 12 and Question 3 compare to one another.
Proposition 12 has resurfaced in the form of Question 3 in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts law mirrors what California did a few years ago. And of course, the California law went all the way through the U.S. Supreme Court and was upheld. And what Proposition 12 did in California was basically California was saying, hey, look, if you want to sell pork in particular in the state of California, then it's got to be raised in a certain manner that comports with the, put it in air quotes, morals of California citizens. And of course, what's that getting at? What that is getting at is the way that hogs are produced, let's say primarily in Iowa, number one hog producing state in the country. Because Californians don't like hogs raised in farrowing crates.
He discusses Massachusetts Question 3 and the changes it could influence.
It bars the sale of pork, eggs, or veal in Massachusetts unless the animals were raised with specific space requirements. And so this has again been challenged by the pork producers. And it's a dormant commerce clause case, and it's the idea that states cannot pass laws that unduly burdensome interstate commerce. So we'll see what happens here. It applies to all pork sold in Massachusetts, regardless of whether it was raised in Massachusetts or in Iowa or wherever else. And we'll see whether that is deemed to be discriminatory on its face or not. And so we got this moral market issue with respect to a food product that's out there.
McOwen says how this has the potential to impact the industry and economy.
Particularly when we talk about the California Proposition 12 or this Question 3 in Massachusetts. And what we get is what's known as the balkanization of the national economy. One state attacking another state's, in this instance, agricultural production, and then that state reacting back against the first state. You kind of get into a shooting match as to who can do the most harm. And the framers of the country designed the Commerce Clause specifically to prevent a patchwork of conflicting state regs that would stifle the national economy.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on the concerns of Question 3 and what it could do to change interstate commerce. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. The strength remains over here as we have those green numbers all across the board still, and they are deep into the green. For the seeds market, though, it has been a back and forth day with these numbers mixed all across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle have gone back to being mostly in the green, but the hogs, they remain mostly in the red. In the corn market, May corn up 3.25 at 444 and a quarter, in July up 3.75 at 455 even. Kansas City wheat for May up 20.25 at 611 even, and July July up 19 cents at 6.24 even. In the oats market, May oats up 8 cents at 3.40 and a quarter. In July up 8 and a quarter at 3.44 and a half. In the bean market, May beans down 6 and a half at 11.69 and a quarter. In July down 7 and a quarter at 11.84 even. Soybean meal for May up 3.60 at 3.35.40 and July up 2.70 at 3.31.50. Soybean oil for May down a dime at 66.99 and July also down a dime at 66.92. In the canola market, May canola up 6.30 at 7.10.50 and July up 5.40 at 7.22.70. In the cotton market, May cotton up 78 cents at $74 even and July up 83 cents at 76.16. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June down a dime at 98.33 and September up 4 cents at 98.26. The euro for June is slightly in the green up to $1.17 and September currently unchanged at $1.18. The Japanese yen for June is slightly in the red down to 63 cents and September is in the red as well and it's also at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the Dow Jones has turned things around. The S&P 500 rises as well as investors bet on eventual Iran resolution. The Dow Jones is now up 29 points at 47,946. The S&P 500 is up 31 points at 6,848 and the NASDAQ up 162 points at 23,065. It's been a consistent day of trade throughout all of the markets, so we'll see how all of these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trade day.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. Store for details.
Spring season is here and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A disappointing showing by Goldman Sachs drove the Dow Jones lower to start the week. The industrials went into the midday down by 267 points from the opening. The NASDAQ was ahead 0.25%. The S&P was essentially unchanged. Interest rates creeping up and a shrinking supply of affordable houses drove down existing home sales last month. The National Association of Realtors says the 3.98 million existing homes sold in March are the fewest since June of last year. Some new beverages may power up the McDonald's menu this summer. The fast food giant is working on energy drinks and specialty sodas with names like Dirty Dr. Pepper and Mango Pineapple Refresher. Meanwhile, restaurants are having trouble finding dishwashers. The Wall Street Journal reports that tens of thousands of dishwashing jobs were posted last year. The average annual pay, though, is only about $32,500 per year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.